In the story, Jesus is near the end of his journey to Jerusalem. He was passing through the town of Jericho, where a man named Zacchaeus lived. He was a chief tax collector who lived in Jericho. Being a chief tax collector means one thing. Zacchaeus was very rich. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Everyone else in Jericho apparently had the same idea, and so there was a large crowd. A funny thing about Zacchaeus is that he was short, so he couldn't see over the crowd. But he was determined, so Zacchaeus didn't let the crowd get in his way, so he just climbed a nearby sycamore fig tree and waited. While Jesus was walking through Jericho, he eventually stopped right at Zacchaeus' perch and invites himself over to Zacchaeus' house. This immediately sends the crowd into a frenzy because, and I quote, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." As a response, Zacchaeus gives half of everything he owns away. He says that if he has cheated anybody out of anything, he will not only pay it back, but he will pay back four times the amount. Zacchaeus' name means pure or innocent. At the beginning of the story, Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector and wasn't the most innocent of people. The people of Jericho didn't like Zacchaeus at all. In fact, they were shocked when Zacchaeus said he would. They were shocked when Jesus said that he would stay with Zacchaeus. Our homeboy Jesus, however, ignored the people in Zacchaeus' past. He looked past it. He knew that Zacchaeus had the ability to be a good person and do good things. It is also worth noting that when Zacchaeus gave away his possessions, he used present tense. He didn't say that he will give away half his possessions. He says he now gives them away. The title that I chose for this sermon is Living Up to Your Name. But what exactly is living up to your name? Living up to your name is typically defined by meeting the expectations set for you from your name. You are what people expect you to be, but we all got our names when we were, born. There was no way to know if our names would fit or not. We just got a name. Take my name, for example. The name Sophia is Greek, and it means wisdom. I am 12, and I do not always make the best decisions. Sometimes my decisions make absolutely no sense at all. I don't completely think things through. They are not always so wise. Living up to your name is not required. Your name does not set the boundaries on who you are. Let's go back to Jesus and Zacchaeus. Jesus didn't care that Zacchaeus didn't live up to his name. He didn't care that he wasn't the pure, innocent person that his name suggested. Jesus accepted Zacchaeus for who he was. Jesus knew Zacchaeus was a sinner, but he still loved him. The message I want to share today is that Jesus loves everyone. Living up to your name, or lack thereof, does not determine if Jesus loves you. Jesus loves everybody, no matter what. Zacchaeus wasn't the person his name claimed he was, but that did not matter. I'm not necessarily the person my name suggests. Doesn't matter. Jesus loves me, and he loves all of you. Keep living the life you want to live, and don't let your name set your boundaries.
The name Simon originates from the Hebrew language and means to hear or be heard. In the story we just read, after Simon proclaims Jesus as the Son of the living God, Jesus knows that Simon truly believes in what he said, because only God could have told him this. Because of this, Jesus gave him the name Peter. The name Peter originates from the Greek language and stands for rock. A rock is something stable and strong. Jesus would not have given him this name if he did not believe Peter displayed those characteristics. The name wasn't given to Peter because he was strong physically, but because his faith was strong. Just like Simon Peter's name means something, so does yours. Your name has value and plays a big role in your life. It can have multiple meanings, and it is you who can decide what best fits you in your faith. For example, my name has two very popular meanings. The first meaning of my name is bitter. When I first learned that, I was pretty upset because bitter is not the best adjective to describe someone, nor does it help me further my devotion to God. So when I looked further and did further research, I found another name that fit me better. The other meaning I found was Star of the Sea. I was a little confused when I first heard this because it made no sense. So when I did more research, I found that it meant Stella Maris, which is a female protector or a guiding spirit at sea. I think protector is a very good definition of me. In sports, I'm known as the defensive player, and my job is to protect. In lacrosse, my first job is to protect the goal and keep other teams from scoring. Likewise in basketball. But sports is not the only place I think protector works for me. I will always be there to protect my friends and family, and I strive to do so every day. I also try to protect my connection with God as often as I can. I know that I cannot be something 100% of the time, but as long as I choose to follow Jesus and I choose to be who I believe he wants me to be, I am being the best version of myself. So I choose the second meaning. I choose not to be bitter and not to be angry, but I choose to love and to care and to protect. And you can do the same. Go and see what your name means. And if there isn't a meaning that represents you, find one. Make your own. Make the new meaning of your life and of your name, and strive to be that each and every day.